Harper Audio presents Captain in Calico by George MacDonald Fraser. Read by Mike Grady. A foreword to Captain in Calico. The stories we loved best as children were the ones our father used to tell us on Saturday nights, when we would snuggle together under the bed covers and wait for him to pick up from whatever cliffhanger he'd left us on the week before. The room would be lit only by the glow of a small electric fire. And when the story began, it was like falling into another world. Our father had a warm, dark voice, perfect for storytelling, and invariably the story would be about pirates. He had a special fondness for those outlaws of the sea. Their flawed, restless characters captured his imagination more than honourable heroes ever could. It was a lifelong love, and so it was hardly surprising that his first attempt at full-length fiction, Captain in Calico, should be a pirate story. He evidently laboured at it and reworked it over a number of years, presumably in any spare time he had from working long hours as a journalist and bringing up a young family. The book is full of the influences of the writers he had loved as a boy: Sabatini, Wren, Henty, Sir Walter Scott. And the story itself is an old-fashioned yarn of the type he told us as children, but with added sex and violence. The story is based, quite closely, on real events in the lives of Calico Jack Rackham and Anne Bonny, who were both notorious 18th-century pirates and lovers, reflecting our father's belief that the most compelling stories are those of real events happening to real people. Despite the failure of Captain in Calico to find a publisher, his faith in the method of using fiction to bring history to life was borne out by the later success of the Flashman novels, in which he embroidered real historical events with the exploits of his fictional anti-hero. It is interesting to see him trying his hand at a prototype anti-hero in the character of Jack Rackham, and he evidently worked hard to make him a sympathetic rogue with heroic appeal. But it was only when he came to write Flashman that he hit upon the perfect device, creating an out-and-out cad who triumphs heroically through a mixture of luck and charm, and in spite of his own cowardice and deceit. Captain in Calico was rejected by publishers, and in time he came to regard these rejections as justifiable. In the margin of an early typed account of its rejection, he has written, apparently years later, the word deservedly. But we believe he retained affection for the story, and the spark of his early and earnest faith in its merits never quite died. We say this because we believe he would have destroyed it otherwise, not left it in a fireproof safe in his old study for us to find after his death. Of course, eventually, he hit upon the inspiration of bringing his beloved pirates to life in a quite different way, when he wrote The Pirates, a book of comic genius, and one to which the movie Pirates of the Caribbean may owe more than a small debt. An early reader's report on the manuscript and letters from the Authors' Alliance are direct in their criticisms of the work, seeing it as overlong and derivative. But whatever the novel's flaws, there is no denying that the style is polished, the characters are deftly drawn, and the writing is vivid and powerful. A book such as Captain in Calico would probably be even less likely to find a publisher today than 60 years ago, not because it isn't excellently written, but because ripping yarns are hardly fashionable now, and we do not want readers to be deceived into thinking it is vintage George MacDonald Fraser, and of the standard of the Flashman novels, or the McCausland short stories. Indeed, we thought long and hard before allowing it to be published, and are only doing so because we believed that, as an early work, Captain in Calico is a delightful curiosity, one which we hope will provide fans of GMF with a fascinating insight into the inspirations and creative impulses that turned him into such a fine novelist. That he was always a great storyteller was never in doubt. We knew that as children, long ago. Cy, Caro, and Nick Fraser.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?